first ministry said that the love... The Religious Affairs Ministry stated that the love-based curriculum currently undergoing public trial is not intended to replace the current national curriculum, but rather to enrich the existing curriculum within Islamic educational institutions. The Ministry's Director of Madrasa Curriculum, Facilities, Institutional Affairs, and Student Affairs, Nyayu Khadija, remarked on Wednesday that the love-based curriculum brings spirit to the existing curriculum. It is not a revision, but a new approach that is more character-driven, spiritual, and contextual. Indonesia and Saudi Arabian governments are seeking to strengthen cooperation in the industrial sector to mitigate the impact of global economic uncertainty and policies from the United States. This potential collaboration was a key topic of discussion in Jakarta Wednesday between Indonesian Industry Minister Agus Gumiwang and Saudi Arabian Minister of Industry and Mineral Resources Bandar Al-Khorayef. That's the news.
through their mind when setting foot in the village and seeing it from the height of about 800 meters above sea level. We are getting amazed after 30 minutes of driving from the city center of Bimbi. Passing through semi-hot-mixed road, along the coast of Melanesia, with waves and sparkling black sand, which have particular charm. Precisely in front of World of the Church, which stands steadily, we begin our journey to the center of traditional kampong, which trace rising paths and pass through village, meeting people with friendliness. They do not hesitate to smile at us while doing their activities. Children are playing and running around, enjoying beautiful moments. Before arriving in the center of traditional kampong, we shook with Bernardo's bay to ask permission. He is Mozalaki, or custom leaders in World of the Village. He is precisely called Mozalaki Dikasawo, who plays a key role in every traditional processions in the village. The middle-aged man guides us to Nuwapu'u, or the original kampong, where Saoria, or big houses, are situated. There are two Saoria in the village, namely Sao Atalaki and Sao Sui. They are wooden stone houses with umbia as the roof, with steady rocks arrangement, which have existed since the first generation to the seventh.
This house is already for the fourth generation. It was not noted yet. This house is symbolic, related to the territory rights of Kampong Lai people. It symbolizes working together and unity. The house was built with a ritual ceremony.
Every house is inhabited by two tribes. Each tribe only has three heads of families, which means every Saoria is inhabited by six heads of families. Now we take you to enter Sao Atalaki to explore parts of the house. Sao Atalaki has two sides, the left and the right side. Every wooden building side, which is inhabited by two tribes, has three rooms, with each name and function. They are Wajabu Uria, Wajalu, and Wajatenda.
Di dalamnya ada tiga bagian. Yang pertama bagian Buria, kalau Buria Wajalulu, yang kedua Wajatenda.
The parts inside the house, they are Wajabu Uria, Wajalulu, and Wajatenda. The first one is inhabited by the first child, Wajabu itself, means the oldest. Then there is a place to keep the answers of the hand to take objects. There's also a place for Mozalaki to discuss. In front of the house, there's a place for Mishawara, or deliberation and traditional ritual. After that, there are bedroom and kitchen. The position is the same, both in the left and the right side.
To build and renovate a traditional house, it takes months and even years through various traditional ceremonies, which need high cost at least 2 billion rupiah. That was the total amount of field by Bernardo's day. Although most of World of the Villagers are plantation farmers, they are willing to pay a big amount of fund for traditional affairs. Moreover, their relatives who have been wandering are willing to do that. In 2005, Sao Atalaki was renovated, starting from the making of temporary gubuk or hut to the process of rope yarn spinning, which was arranged for traditional ceremony. This fine rope yarn was used to put bags of wood called and people break down the house and hold a traditional ceremony to move their heritage objects to a temporary hut which was built before the ceremony. After it was all done, the ceremony called Lealako to prevent bad luck during the construction process of the traditional house was held.
Antara Lealako itu dimana para tukang dengan
Lealako ceremony is when construction workers clear the location to the end of the kampung and in the forest. They should give food in four directions to stay away from bad luck and hot potatoes. They give rain to the ruler of the forest before it comes in the woods. The animal is given as a sacrifice animal. Once it arrives in the last phase of construction, offering is put again to show thanks and gratitude to the ruler of the forest.
Materials are complete. The people do Tenda Sao ceremony. The all-night long ceremony featured pandak and gawi dance. In the morning, people go back to work to put leket pera, house pole with offerings. People say that it has a magical power and it functions as supporting poles for other poles. It is the main pole which will hold back any kind of disaster. It is in the right side of the house. This process is done for 4 years. There are special days in the process of traditional house construction, where all villagers are prohibited to do any activities, including raiding or doing house chores. The days are considered as purification to make the traditional house sacred.
For days. After that, there are 4 days of purification in which the house owner, construction workers, and all villagers are prohibited to do any activities. The house is fenced with leaves to make it sacred. Within 4 days, activities like weaving and extracting are stopped. They cannot touch the house either. The 4 days off are special for the house purification. After that, the construction begins again in the ceremony.
Although the traditional house is constructed, the people cannot immediately live in the house. There are more series of traditional ceremonies. Before the launching ceremony, in the dance, precisely at 6, custom leaders does bad luck prevention process again. Giving offerings in four directions to repel bad spirits in the village, forest, and in the sky. In the evening, the ceremonies of Gola Mio, Okemuku, and Gawi Kea are held in Kerakanga, which is participated by regional government officials and all Mozalaki in World of the Village. Kerakanga is a place where their ancestors did worship with one stone monument named Musumase. This monument is the center of all spiritual power in World of the Village. Besides that stone's graves, which have existed for hundreds of years in Kerakanga, the graves will be used as the last eternal resting place for Mozalaki.
Kerakanga, rumah tempat tinggal berhala oleh seluruh para Mozalaki.
Kerakanga is a place where Mozalaki worship the adults. The graves have levels. The center circle has a stone monument called Musumase as the center of spiritual power. The stone is worshipped as an idol. The output offering in the upper part to symbolize the sky and in the lower part to symbolize the earth. The stone monument is buried by Mozalaki in a temple center called Usenua in Hiyo language.
In the end of the series of ceremonies, all people and Mozalaki do pandak and gawi dance, accompanied with Ngolamba traditional music, to show gratitude for the smooth construction of Saoria. That's the culture and tradition in Wolodopo traditional village, a traditional village with hundreds of ceremonies which are still maintained. A village with megalithic site which is still preserved until today. Hopefully, this information can broaden your insight about the cultural diversity in Ende, Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, Indonesia.
Thank you. of India.
No.